Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Well, the mass debate is going to rage on and on and on. It's far from over, and the lawsuits are literally lining up by the dozens.
Yeah, you know, Brett Baer yesterday really did a remarkable job in the interview that he had with
Walensky.
And it was kind of interesting to hear some of her perspective on things. I'm not giving her a pass by any stretch, but it was interesting to hear how the CDC is thinking. But I would say this, if we go back to, all the other types of diseases that flow in and out of the United States. You know, we had SARS and we've had Ebola that was a threat, and we have the normal flu. And I would say the normal flu is something that we really need to consider. the normal flu can kill as many people as we're having, or more people than we're having in death today.
Correct.
And it can hospitalize more people than what we have in the hospital today.
Yep.
So I'm not to try and make some context out of this and some comparisons out of this. I think that we really have some harder questions that we need to be asking, and I don't know that we're ever going to get the answers, but I think we're in a very bad way with science. You know, trust the science, and the science changes. Well, yeah, it does change. That's absolutely for sure. But what does the local governments, what does the state governments or the cities or the counties, what is it that they're getting that would give them authorization, if you will, to put in some of these kind of mandates? I don't think we have the answer to that.
No, and I'm not sure we're going to get an answer to that. By the way, yesterday, the first flight evacuating Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan came in, over 200 people. I believe they all went to Fort Lee to start their new lives. And, of course, I'm not sure we're going to get everybody out.
They were being cleared. That's the staging area. They're being cleared there until, you know, there's other permanent destinations.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they're all going to make it out, though. There's way too many of them, too short of a time, because, again, the advances I was getting, the reports I was getting from the people that were in a position to tell me were the Taliban is just moving along pretty much at light speed, if you will, because the Afghan forces are running away.
Well, they are that. And then you got Tony Blinken. Who's got to be as much of an idiot as John Kerry.
Yeah.
And he comes out and says, I don't know that it would be such a bad thing that the China would take control or China's would move in on Afghanistan. I mean, he's an idiot.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the comment he made just has no merit. Which was the Chinese role in Afghanistan could be a positive thing, and we'll just let that go there because that's where it needs to be. Now, what's going on here? Trump's tax returns must be released to Congress, so says the Department of Justice. But there was a Supreme Court decision back on July the 9th that said that they weren't going to be released to Congress, and they had to be released to the New York City District Attorney's Office because that was part of a criminal investigation.
Well, they were released to Southern District of New York, okay? So, I mean, therein lies where the continued investigation is, which is why they went after that one particular financial advisor in the Trump Organization.
Right.
What, a week and a half ago or so, or a month ago? But as far as Congress is concerned, it's activism. Plain and simple, it's activism. The Congress has no business doing all this when you got other crises that are happening.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. And when we come back, we're going to give you a little surprise about some of the money that's in the infrastructure bill and who might be getting it. Wait till you hear this one. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay
right now. Millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. His Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, will be on many of these fine stations we're on right now, Sunday night, live at 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in and hear what's going on. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com, because education of our youth is always critical, and we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the show now Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful little books, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, Choices Need to Be Made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. From there, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Now, you can visit the website TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. In English and Spanish, too, and available locally here in the Tampa Bay area at Coastal Market number 607, which is located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. That's Coastal Market number 607, located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. Stop in today. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is right here with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Busy, busy day. You and that dog are going to have a good time when you meet. Okay, I want to talk about Pacific Gas and Electric. I'm not sure who they're going to be charging, but their company is facing criminal charges because of its equipment when it sparked a wildfire last year that killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Now, who do they charge in that case? Do they charge the president of the company, or who?
It kind of, at this point, is almost moot, because if I remember this right, they filed for bankruptcy.
Right.
So, I don't know what it is that they're really after here. I think it's more of a gesture than anything else. But the other thing is that they are burying or working to bury so many miles of power line, so power line is not the culprit. It reduces the risk of their power lines being a culprit in these fires. So, I hope that Larry Elder, you know, in his speeches while he's running for governor out there, or John Cox or whoever else, have these discussions about, you know, that kind of devastation. You know, you can talk about education, you can talk about taxes, you can talk about the homeless and all these other things that are affecting California. But I got to tell you, two things that are very significant to California is the power, is the power company, water, especially water, and their infrastructure. Now, I think that you were going to mention in this next, this bill is going through infrastructure bill, it's going through Congress.
Yep.
There's all kinds of jacked up money in there.
Oh, yeah.
For California.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they had the billions and billion dollar mass transit boondoggle that's going on out there that Trump stopped.
Yep.
He stopped federal dollars going to it. And Biden comes in and reinstitutes it. So that's among other boondoggles.
Well, here's one of them. The infrastructure bill includes $2.4 million for a community beautification project in the district of Congressman Adam Schiff. That's going to be a new park they're putting in there, probably so the homeless have a place to sleep.
Well, you know, they tried to clear Venice Beach. Yep. The sheriff was given some resources to clear Venice Beach. Well, they got about, 30% cleared,
yep.
And it's right back to where it was again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So the only thing they can do is go in there and say, okay, that's it, lock them up or do something. I feel badly for the fact, but the culture out there has allowed it to happen, that Newsom and that bunch, they can't get rid of him soon enough.
Well, it is such an inviting atmosphere that, interestingly enough, the homeless from other parts of the country are going to California, to Venice Beach.
Of course.
Now, but hold on here.
Yep.
If you're homeless, that means that you don't have any money. You don't have transportation. You don't have, you know, this or that. How is it that they're getting there?
Well, they hitchhike on a truck. Maybe they hop in the back of a bus. They got a few dollars for that.
I don't know anybody that hitchhikes anymore. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I see them on the road. Believe it or not, I still see hitchhikers in my travels. Yep.
Well, not me. I must not go places you go.
You got to get out on the big road, not the little road. All right. Well, listen, how about this one? How about Sheila Jackson Lee from Houston, Texas, a Democrat, confirmed that she was arrested as she engaged in a voting protest in Washington, D.C. Wonderful.
She's not the only one. They continue to have these. So, Beasley, I think, was another one that was arrested last week.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the fascinating thing. None of them have read the bill.
Right. Right.
The John Lewis, they haven't read the John Lewis bill. Whatever. But, I mean, they, essentially H.R. 1 and H.R. 4. They haven't read them.
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting poll that came out in the last couple of days that 66% of Americans, Democrat and Republican alike, would rather see the BLM riots and Antifa investigated over the January 6th Capitol protests.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, that's what the people would like to have, but that's,
so?
That's not what the government is giving them. And I believe the people are starting to wake up some of these folks in government right now because there seems to be a little bit more distraction, if you will, from the Democrats just marching in locksteps with Nancy. One of the examples probably was the eviction moratorium thing last night.
Well, look, it was interestingly enough, this infrastructure bill that the Republicans, along with a handful of Democrats, you can call them Republicans, that are working with the Schumer crowd in the Senate on the infrastructure, subsequently have found out that they're being punked. And the one person who actually found this out, of all people, was Mitt Romney. Apparently, Chuck Schumer had a secret infrastructure bill that they were going to do through reconciliation.
Yep.
Which, by the way, happens to have, I think, 3,400 pages to it. And in it is all things climate change, the Green New Deal, all of that kind of stuff. So where this goes now, nobody necessarily knows, but the Republicans that have been negotiating they've just blown their cork, and rightly so. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, let me finish with this because we forgot to really mention this yesterday. The U.S. Navy charged a sailor with starting the fire that destroyed the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard. We never found out what the name of the guy was. I remember they announced the name of someone they were investigating. We just don't know if it's the same guy that they were investigating or not.
Well, I don't know that either, but I will tell you that that particular sailor has finally spoken out. He says that he is innocent, and his lawyer has also said, we have not seen the evidence. The evidence has not been shared, which is supposed to happen. And it hasn't happened. So his lawyer is kind of at a disadvantage because the Navy is playing games, which they've been doing here lately.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have yourself a great, great, great weekend, and enjoy the weather, and don't work too hard on whatever it is you're going to be doing, and I'll be talking to you on Monday morning.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes over there, and you'll know what's going on when she gets it done. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA and the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America, Third Watch. And it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two campuses to serve you. I'll be telling you where the campuses are after the National Aviation Academy gets to tell you something about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to be a certified aviation maintenance tech and make some big money and rise in stature and have lots of stuff going for you. Now, I'll tell you where they're at. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston on the perimeter out there on I-295. Now, don't forget that you can always go to the website, NAA.edu, to find out more about them. But the best thing you can do is to call them up and ask to take the tour of one of those two facilities. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080.
That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call, and whichever one is easiest for you, the one in Clearwater, Florida, the one in Concord, Mass., take a tour of the facility. You'll get a chance to talk to some students, the instructors, and the financial people to find out what's involved. Because if you're a veteran coming out of the service post 9/11 and you haven't used your educational benefits, your schooling is paid for 100%. Now, if you're post 9/11, pre 9/11, you've got a percentage involved there, depending on how far back your military service goes. It could be all, it could be part, it could be none. But you always can get a student loan, a low-interest student loan, to go through and get your certified aviation maintenance tech license. And when you do, I'm telling you, the sky's the limit, because you can work anywhere, anywhere in the world that you want to go. And the money is there. The money is there. You'll start out at least $60,000 a year, and you could very easily have a three-figure income, depending on where you go, and it's all up to you. By the way, special shout-out to James. We haven't heard from you in a long time. James, our favorite paper man up there, along with Sam, the paper man. But James is out there, and I guess you're delivering papers again, right, James? Which is why you're telling me that you're back. So there you go. All right. Congress passed a bill to reimburse the National Guard for the Capitol Security Mission and also increase the Afghan visas. A $2.1 billion bill now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature, which he will sign. And we'll see how that works out. In addition, unvaccinated service members will be subject to weekly testing and perhaps mandatory vaccination, depending on what the Pentagon does in the next 45 days or so. Now, President Biden picked the aerospace industry executive Alex Wagner as the Air Force personnel boss. Wagner would become responsible for managing personnel issues for nearly 700,000 military and civilian employees within the Air Force. And the Afghanistan Inspector General John Sopko says, "We will do this again," when he talks about the future wars, which will probably have us back in Afghanistan. The IG, John Sopko, says he's not convinced the U.S. has learned its lesson in Afghanistan yet, and we'll either wind up back there to try to straighten that mess out or in some other part of the world. But nation building is something we need to stop doing. It's one thing to go get the bad guys out of an area, get in, get out, destroy their capabilities. And we didn't really do that to the extent that we could have. Because ISIS, believe it or not, is still alive and well in Iraq and Syria. And they may be growing in numbers because ISIS has surfaced in Afghanistan, along with Al-Qaeda. Good Lord. And as the United States rapidly approaches its final withdrawal from Afghanistan, the nations there are just scratching their head because it looks like as if the Afghan Air Force isn't going to be able to cut the mustard. Pilots are leaving the country. There's an obvious bounty on their heads by the Taliban. They don't like that. They're getting out of harm's way. Who could blame them, to be honest with you? But it looks like as if private contractors and or the United States military are going to be flying sorties to try to save the backs of the Afghan military, those that aren't running anyway. Many of them are throwing down their weapons and getting rid of their uniforms and disappearing for fear of what the Taliban are going to do to them if they catch them, which is true. Bunch of killing going on right now. And I mean several hundred, because here's just part of the story. The Taliban's offensive this spring included more than two dozen insider attacks during the 90-day period that ended June 30th. a wave of violence that left at least 81 Afghan troops dead, according to insider attacks that were being performed against them, which shouldn't be any surprise. It's happened ever since I can remember in Afghanistan. Now, after an ejection seat malfunction led to a fighter jet pilot's death last year, lawmakers plan to require the Air Force and the Navy to notify them when the life-saving seats are in need of repair. Again, the ejection seats we're talking about. And senators introduced legislation that aims to extend mammogram services to female veterans in the 15 states where the Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't perform them. Didn't know that there was such a thing going on, but there was. By the way, not even the Air Force now can kill the A-10. Because the Senate told the Air Force, you're going to keep your A-10 Warthogs and you're going to like it. Again, the Warthog is an aircraft that probably is, if not the best in the world at close-in support, close-in air support, that it certainly is number two. We've had it. It's worked. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Pilots can pretty much fly those things on a dime, do what they need to do, get in, get out. And, of course, the nickname for these little warthogs, and they're not that little, but the nickname for the warthogs was they were called tank killers because they were developed back, if you remember right, to take on the tanks back during the first Gulf War. And they did a great job knocking out the Iraqi tanks. Great job. And since then, they've done nothing short of stellar work everywhere that they've been. By the way, the Navy had sought to cut the Naval Audit Services budget by 70% in the coming years. And a House panel voted instead to halt the planned funding cuts to the Navy Oversight Committee. So, no cuts for the Navy. Full speed ahead, anchors away, as they like to say. And be curious to see what happens, because if we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or if the case may be, if we're trying to keep up with the Chinese, we've got a long way to go. Long way to go. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means we've got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to close out the show, the weekend edition, with me getting up on my soapbox a little bit and giving you an opportunity to comment if you want to make a comment. And don't forget, I'll be at the gun show today in Largo. I'll tell you more about that when I come back. This is Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much to Brookster. She'll be around Tuesday again on the program. Catch her program live tonight on my flagship station here in Tampa at 7 p.m. Brooke Talks America. For more information, brooketalksamerica.com and the website. All righty. I'll tell you what. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Dave Moss Jr., was in here this week and told me again, thanked everybody for buying vehicles and coming in and telling them the captain sent them and all that good stuff, because all that does is put money back in your pocket and save you money. Now, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. The dad that bought his daughter a car came over, picked it up, and took it down to her college, University of Tampa, here in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the vehicles, colors, and accessories that you could think of. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. They're up about 45% in the last 4 to 5 months. You can take advantage of that. Upgrade your ride right now. Get more money for your used vehicle. And get an opportunity to get something really decent, if that's what you want. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Don't forget to test drive the hottest SUV on the market right now. That's the all-new redesigned Rogue. And boy, is it a beauty. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the U-Home, of the U-Serve, U-Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great and take great care of taking care of them. So Nissan locations are Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Again, the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're opening the door to save yourself another $500 on the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them that when you walk in the door. Now, Joe Biden's brain broke again this week. And it's getting really bad, the things that are going on. Now, how bad is Joe Biden? Well, it's gotten to where there's something virtually every day going on. Now, yesterday, the 29th, day before yesterday, sorry, the 29th, was awful. Biden started out in the morning calling Fox News, Facts News, that's Facts, F-A-X. He lied and snapped at reporter Peter Ducey. Then completely wrecked his own new argument on mandating vaccinations en masse by totally contradicting what he said from when he said it the first time. And then his brain broke again when he was talking about wildfires in Delaware. This is what he said, and listen to what I say and tell me if you pick up on it right away. You know, I come from the state of Delaware. We had more acreage burned last year than the state of Delaware and Maryland combined. Combined, he said. You pick up on what's wrong with that statement to begin with? How could you have more acreage burned in Delaware than what was in Delaware and Maryland combined? It's not possible. It's not possible. We know what he meant to say. He was trying to say how wildfires in the United States have burned nearly 3 million acres so far this year. That's about the size of Delaware and Rhode Island combined. But he wasn't able to say it coherently and instead said something that was absolutely off the wall, not true. And he just sits there most of the time looking vacant. Now, he was on a Zoom call when he was doing this conversing. And Kamala Harris had to take over the meeting. She had to come in, talk over Joe, while an aide walked up to Joe and handed him a note. And the note said, "Sir, there's something on your chin." Now, a photographer, an AP photographer, got a picture of the note because he turned it around so that you could see it. I don't know if he meant to do that on purpose. I doubt it. But then what he did next was totally unbelievable. He took his index finger, put it up to his mouth, licked it a little bit, and then stuck it on his chin and took the piece of the yellow, whatever it was, off his chin, put it in his mouth, and that was it. He ate it. He ate it. What did he eat? I don't know. I'm thinking it was a piece of cheese. But I'm telling you, unfreaking believable. I guess the aide forgot to put on the note, "Don't put it in your mouth and eat it." Boy, did that look gross. Now, Katie Pavlich says that she thought it was Parmesan cheese. Well, I don't think Parmesan cheese is yellow. And this was yellow, whatever this was. I believe it was cheese. I just don't think it was Parmesan. So that's our beloved president, the guy that's losing his cognitive ability to be able to function. It's just a matter of time, folks, before Kamala steps in. Or, I'm sorry, I keep mispronouncing your name. Kamala. Before Kamala steps in. Now, you know, Democrats have tried, and they're still trying, everything to convince Americans that a massive change in America is needed as they see it. Lies, deception, the reeducation of our youth. Nothing has worked to their satisfaction, save election 2020. Now they've decided that their way is going to be to ram it and force it down our throats. That's the only way they can do it. Because Democrats are now pushing for all or nothing, and even a civil war isn't out of the question. Sounds strange? Maybe, but follow the logic here. The Dems are inciting violence, aided by their friends at Antifa and BLM, tweaking the noses of the right until they hopefully bleed partly because they've had this burning desire for a redo of the conflict they lost so badly over 150 years ago, the Civil War. It still sticks in their craw. But the main reason is that they believe that only by introducing enough death and bloodshed into the conflict will they get the people on their side to accomplish what they wanted for generations. That's to disarm the people. The Democrats can't do what they want without disarming the people. That's their highest priority. The left will never be able to dictate to Americans when Americans are armed. Democrats need to keep pushing the right until they break loose of their relative composure and give Democrats reason to step on their necks. Now, if that proves insufficient, expect false pledges with deaths and bloodshed and blaming those that have guns. And after the left has disarmed the citizenry comes their revolution. Now, nothing will stop them from overthrowing our government, trashing the Constitution, forming a new government, and believe me, it will not be of the people, by the people, or for the people. It'll be totally communist. That's what they want. That's what the Democrat Socialists want. That's what the Democrat Socialists are. AOC and her ilk, and there's a bunch of them out there. That's what they are. Now, what are the Democrats up against? Well, let's see. Probably the largest, most well-armed citizenry that ever existed. There happen to be over 434 million guns owned by 72 million citizens in the USA. I know I'm going to be at a gun show today watching more of them get sold. 20 million of them are AR-15s with 150 million magazines. Rounds of ammunition probably in the trillions. And if just 10% of the gun owners decide to defend their God-given rights, that's an army of 7.2 million people. They will indeed be waking up a sleeping giant. Now, since Democrats have distanced themselves from the middle class, the largest voting bloc in the country, they've forgotten who these people are. These people are hardworking, independent, God-fearing people that love their country and have come to expect their freedom and their stuff not messed with. Mess with it, and you'll know their wrath. The Democrats think that they have the military, too. I doubt it. Now, they may have some in the officer corps, especially in the general corps, but the lower ranks will never go for it. The enlisted people, not going to happen. And, of course, Biden could always use the F-15s and nuclear weapons he threatened the Trump supporters with, but it's not going to happen. Wake up, America. Your country's calling. The time is now. And there's going to be a whole bunch of us in Bradenton on Sunday talking about that and more. All right, well, I'll see you today at the gun show in Largo at the Largo Event Center. Opens up at 9 a.m. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Remember, it's all about us, America. God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.